Managing action is the prime challenge. What you do with your time, what you do with information, and what you do with your body and your focus relative to your priorities, those are the real options to which you must allocate your limited resources. The real issue is how to make appropriate choices about what to do at any point in time. The real issue is how we manage actions. That may sound obvious. However, it might amaze you to discover how many next actions for how many projects and commitments remain undetermined by most people. It's extremely difficult to manage actions you haven't identified or decided on. Most people have dozens of things that they need to do to make progress on many fronts, but they don't yet know what they are. And the common complaint that I don't have time to fill in the blank is understandable because many projects seem overwhelming and are overwhelming because you can't do a project at all. You can only do an action related to it. Many actions require only a minute or two, in the appropriate context, to move a project forward. In training and coaching thousands of professionals, I've found that lack of time is not the major issue for them, though they themselves may think it is. The real problem is a lack of clarity and definition about what a project really is and what the associated next action steps required are. Clarifying things on the front end, when they first appear on the radar, rather than on the back end after trouble has developed, allows people to reap the benefits of managing action.